This is the 2019 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
A House bill that legalizes the growth, production, and processing of industrial hemp is now headed to the Senate chambers. House lawmakers approve legalizing hemp, with only two members voting against the bill. In 2017, House lawmakers passed a bill authorizing hemp production. That bill stalled in the Senate. Democratic State Representative Orrin Lesmeister is the prime sponsor of the bill. This year, he says State Department heads and groups are crafting this bill that we haven't had before.
We've got industry in South Dakota now that's willing to process hemp. You know, the federal government has reduced the regulations on hemp itself. That's the biggest thing. Yes, we've always passed out of the House and we've had trouble in the Senate, but this year, you know, working the Senate side already, I think we've got support over there to get it passed also.
Lesmeister says the intent of the bill is to have rules in place for the 2020 growing season. Governor Kristi Noem has urged lawmakers to delay passing a hemp bill until next year. State lawmakers are killing a bill that temporarily lifts the statute of limitations on child sex crimes against entities. Proponents of the bill say it would give many Native Americans who were sexually abused in Catholic boarding schools a chance to seek justice. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
House Bill 1269 provides a two-year window to bring claims of child sexual abuse against entities by temporarily lifting a statute of limitations. The bill failed. State Representative John Hansen is a Republican from Sioux Falls and voted against the bill. He says statutes of limitations are in place because the body of evidence for a case shrinks over time.
Imagine your congregation having to defend a claim where the alleged perpetrator is dead and all the church members today are now different than they were at the time of the alleged offense. Why should we hold those people liable for an act which they had absolutely nothing to do with?
Some survivors who allege they experienced sexual abuse in boarding schools during the 50s and 60s are still alive and have brought claims against the Catholic Church. Those claims were thrown out in 2010 when the state legislature imposed a statute of limitations on child sex crimes brought against entities. Republican Representative Tamara St. John is Dakota and represents District 1, which encompasses the Sisseton-Wahpeton Reservation. She's the prime sponsor of the bill. St. John says the bill is not about attacking the church.
Somebody has to be responsible for shielding individuals that have perpetrated these things. I know that bottom line, you know, the goal is to ensure that we are protecting our children and that we are sending a message out there that this won't be tolerated.
St. John says it's unfortunate that actions taken by members of the Catholic boarding school system in the past have alienated a generation of people who would have otherwise had faith. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The South Dakota Senate is unanimously passing a bill that codifies the language of the Ocheti Sakaween as the state's official indigenous language. Democratic State Senator Troy Heinert is the prime sponsor of the bill. He says the bill is important for the state's tribal communities. Heinert points to prior testimony in committee from Native elders down to six-year-olds.
Speaking their indigenous language in the halls of this Capitol. That's something I'm sure those elders never thought they would see happen, that their grandchild would be able to speak in their native tongue in their own capital. Because it wasn't too long ago, that was forbidden.
If passed, Heinert says South Dakota could be the first of the lower 48 states to codify and recognize indigenous languages. The bill recognizes three dialects among South Dakota tribes as Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota. A Senate committee is advancing a bill that directs the Division of Criminal Investigation to prepare guidelines for collecting information on and investigating the cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Native American women experience some of the highest rates of homicide in the United States. Data on missing and murdered Indigenous women is difficult to gather. Republican State Senator Lynn DeSanto is the prime sponsor of the bill. She says the bill addresses a jurisdictional issue.
This is a step towards saying we want it reported, we want to be made aware. These are South Dakotans. And so not only do we have that breakdown, but we also have a breakdown of just other local government entities, sheriff's departments, as well as FBI. And we just want to make sure that everybody's on the same page so that we can get a handle on this problem.
The bill passes out of the Senate Judiciary Committee unanimously. Republican State Representative Tamara St. John is Dakota from the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate. St. John says the intention is to put a spotlight on the issue.
You can just imagine what it feels like to be, to not know what happened to your loved one, and that feeling that those that are missing are not important, and to put that personalization on it, that these are people that are sisters, a lot of them are mothers, that data is really important so we really know what we're dealing with nationally.
St. John says this bill is partly in response to stalled talks in Congress with Savannah's Act. That bill, which passed out of the U.S. Senate, requires the Department of Justice to keep an online database of missing and murdered Native Americans. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pier.
A bill banning instruction on gender dysphoria in kindergarten through seventh grade passes through the House of Representatives. Supporters say the bill protects students from confusion about their gender identities. Critics say it discriminates against students who are transgender. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Gender dysphoria is clinically significant distress that occurs when a person's gender identity does not match the identity they've been assigned by others. Treatments for this diagnosis range from talk therapy to identity-affirming surgery. One of the most common critiques of the bill banning instruction on the issue is a lack of clear and specific examples that this is occurring in South Dakota schools. Representative Kelly Sullivan says this bill will, in fact, make it harder for educators to support transgender students.
It is reckless to consider this legislation when not a single parent, teacher, administrator, counselor, or any other person affiliated with schools in our state stepped up to support this bill in committee. Those folks were in the room, of course, but they all asked the committee to vote against this bill.
While multiple representatives with experience in education spoke for and against the bill, none could recall a specific instance of instructing on gender dysphoria in the classroom. Representative Tom Pischke is the bill's prime sponsor. He says he's received emails and comments from parents thanking him for bringing this bill.
This is not a dangerous bill. No one is targeting kids. This bill just prohibits teachers from instructing gender fluidity. I'd submit to you that this bill actually helps to save children from this dysphoria. This bill focuses on not instructing to this disease. If a student needs counseling, they should seek that and talk to their parents.
House Bill 1108 passes through the House on a 39-30 vote. It goes next to the Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The House Taxation Committee spent its meeting discussing a bill to eventually end video lottery in South Dakota. Several proponents of House Bill 1252 told the committee of their struggles with gambling addictions. Representative John Mills of Volga brought the bill to the committee. He says his plan allows video lottery retailers several years to retool their businesses for the day the machines are turned off.
Section 1 of the bill creates the Video Lottery Repeal and Recovery Fund. Money that goes into this fund cannot be spent until video lottery is prohibited in South Dakota. Section 2 of the bill ratchets up the state's percentage, the state's share, from the current 50% in 5% annual increases until it holds at 65%. And that starts July 1 of this year.
A third section of the bill caps the amount of video lottery revenue to go into the general fund at a 2018 level. A Northeast South Dakota retailer who spoke against the bill, Scott Anderson of Redfield, says video lottery amounts to one-third of the income at his two convenience stores, and he can't afford to take that hit.
I think it would be a big economic detriment to some of these small towns. I mean, I would definitely have to look at my businesses different if I was even able to hang on to my businesses if this was taken away from me. I certainly would have to reduce down to a very minimal amount of employees, if at all, if not have to operate the stores and myself.
Debate continued for nearly 2 hours. Representative Ray Ring suggested the Taxation Committee continue the discussion later. A motion was then made to defer House Bill 1252 to the 41st day. That passed on a 9-3 vote.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2019 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking SDPB News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.